I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh my God. A couple what?
Simmer.
TMI.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That really came out, Steiny. Wow, boy.
I kind of missed the impact of it the first time.
I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps. No, I'm at the gym, Steiny put new. Oh, my gosh. Lord, forgive me, man. Steiny, I try, man. Just, oh, boy.
And that's what life's about.
Yeah, being honest. Steiny. Yeah.
Real quick, the latest news on Kuminga is Phoenix. Phoenix is emerging as a possible suitor.
What do they have that we could get?
Well, that's what I'm looking at right
okay,
now.
Okay, go ahead.
And remember, when the Warriors showed interest in Durant, Phoenix had interest in Kuminga. And then Durant said, yeah, I don't want to come back.
Oh, God.
That's, you know what? I didn't even mention that to the guy who said, you can't say guys don't want to come here. Durant came here. Then he left. Then he said he's never coming back.
That still doesn't count. He came first.
Yeah, when he didn't know anything about the organization.
Phrasing.
What?
No idea. It's okay. Sophomore stuff.
Okay.
Now, Durant, if he had chose the Warriors this recent deadline, Kuminga would be a Phoenix Sun.
That's correct.
And that would be a perfect spot for him.
There's one. Okay, so as you know, the Warriors could only take back half as much salary.
Oh, this is all go ahead.
So would Phoenix be willing to pay Jonathan Kuminga $20 million a year,
okay,
$21 million a year?
Let's see.
And the Warriors will take back.
Let's go.
Royce O'Neal.
I'm out.
So this is from Mark Stein's piece about this subject. The latest team to express exploratory interest in Kuminga via sign and trade at the Phoenix Suns. The Suns, quote, to be clear, do not appear to possess the sort of draft capital or players that Golden State is believed to be seeking in exchange for Kuminga. He certainly did come up in trade talks between the teams when the Warriors were pursuing the reacquisition of Durant rather than reunite. Of course, they ultimately acquired Jimmy Butler.
You know who the...
It sounds to me like the Suns have more reached out to Kuminga's representation about trying to broker that than actually the Warriors.
See, this is reminding me of Ayuk. It's reminding me a little bit of the Garoppolo situation, even though I'm hazy on some of the details.
Well, Ayuk won and got paid.
The Warriors don't want to trade Kuminga for Royce O'Neal.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But
right.
They're not going to get anybody better, maybe, than a Royce O'Neal.
So you keep him. You got the leverage. Okay. You keep him.
Okay, you keep him. I am with Joe Shasky, who said this morning,
I missed it.
If Jonathan Kuminga comes back, am I the only person that thinks it could sabotage the year? And my answer is no. I don't think it'll be good for anybody. Like, I would not bring him back.
Okay, real quick.
I hate to say
what's
it.
What's number one as to why?
Because there's still, if you're bringing it back, it's like you're a couple that, you know, is having trouble. You go to, and you just don't go to therapy and you just never address the issues. Like, why? There's still not a position for him here in Golden State.
See, he could be six man.
Did you hear the way he talked when he was in Cleveland?
My point being, not that that's what he wants. That's what he'd be forced to do.
Right.
It's not the role. You're not going to be the lead man.
Never. In the next 2 years, I guess I should say.
Man, this stinks. Like, this is rotten.
It's just business. It's business.
Well, if it's just business, then maybe Shasky, and he's not the only one that feels that way, and you do, maybe this Warrior locker room or culture, because the culture is Steph, Dre, and Jimmy. He ain't going to be flipping over spreads, Kuminga. He might pop off to a reporter after a game or whatnot, but I mean, he's not volatile to the point to where it's like other guys are going to walk on eggshells. He's still the young buck.
You can't have a player on your team not want to be there.
Well, could that have been the title of the jam the last 2 years? Him not wanting to be here? I'm just asking. Like, you cannot give him away for nothing. Royce O'Neal is Exhibit A.
Yep. Royce O'Neal. I mean, again, and this is what I'm talking about with Jonathan Kuminga is not a bad guy. All right? I like Jonathan Kuminga. But there's an issue here with his contract, and they've got to do something, and he'll either be on the team or not on the team next year. I think they've passed the point of no return with bringing him back on the team.
All right.
From everything I've seen and heard and read, I don't think he wants to be here. Okay, so this is my question. If you just look around the Bay Area and you've seen what happens with teams that have chemistry issues, and you might say, well, I don't think they did, but I'm just telling you that I believe the 49ers last offseason, that's when their bad season started. I believe the San Francisco Giants under Kapler didn't have great vibes in the locker room because they, for whatever reason, they were treated like numbers rather than players. You know, Jordan Poole got punched. Nothing was the same. Mm. I would not, and okay, here's what I'll say. Maybe those things were not connected. I'm not willing to take a chance on, well, let's just bring him back and see what happens.
But what if I told you you don't got the necessary resources to do anything else great but that? And you would be stupid to play into taking pennies on the dollar because you're worried about that stuff. Like, we got a chip to try to get to or play.
Well, that's
you know what I mean? I hear you.
So there's a chip to get. And the first step toward winning a championship is bringing back a guy who doesn't want to
be
here.
No, I think I'm being real stodgy because I do care about that stuff. The first step is compiling talent. And Jonathan Kuminga's a talent. And we failed him as much as he's failed us. But damn it, this is the last hoorah. 15, take it 1 year. Isn't the cap going up with the TV? So maybe next year it'll be greater. I don't know. But don't let him walk for nothing and get it done.
The coach doesn't like him.
Oh, well, that's a whole.
There is so much at play here, and
wow, the owner likes him.
Does he?
They went to the Valkyrie game.
But you know what? The owner likes Klay Thompson too. But he's a businessman.
I got you.
Like, that's the other thing.
I'm a businessman.
It's so funny, like. The Warriors, they won't try to lowball Jonathan Kuminga. They'll do right by him. Okay, in what fantasy
world? Well, that could be working right now.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's working. Oh, yeah, it's working.
And they're in the lab.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if he comes back, that's what you had to do.
No, if he comes back, you had to do what?
It ain't 7.5, Donnie. Come on, man. They wouldn't do him like that.
8.9.
Do him like that? He's got no leverage.
And neither did Ayuk. How did that work out for him? Here's 30, baby. Okay.
If you're comparing Brandon Ayuk
to
Jonathan Kuminga, I think there's a lot of difference
But you know what the genesis of that was. He had enough. They could have said, hey, we ain't giving you a dime. But why'd they do it?
Not to do him a favor. They did it to keep him as an asset. And they thought, you know what? He's pretty darn good. He's our best receiver. But Kuminga's not the Warriors' best receiver. He's a sub. He's a sixth man.
Well.
And has been.
On this team.
Well, that's the team, unfortunately, he's on. Let's go to Dante. Dante and Hayward. Oh, he's going to set some things straight.
Uh-oh. The
stack. All right, Dante. Have at it.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, man. I've talked to you guys a couple years before. I'm the musical director for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for you to come up there and play cowbell, man. When you gonna come up there, man?
What about the national anthem? Oh, say can see
what are you doing, dude?
By the dawn's
early.
Stop.
Oh, that hurt.
Stop. Yeah,
all right.
With that being said, here's my thing about Jonathan Kuminga. I feel all of us as men, now I'm talking about us as men, we've all been raised to know your self-worth. Mm. But at the same time, as my dad said, you got to know your self-worth, and then you need to know the reality of your self-worth. And Yes, Jonathan Kuminga is a young, jump-out-the-gym kind of player. He wants to isolate and have the ball, but the Warriors are a team that the ball flows. And if you knowing coming to that team that how this team moves, you got to adapt. Being men, we know how to adapt, or we got to get away. If he didn't want to adapt, he should have got away a long time ago. Mm. And I also feel like if he wants to go somewhere, if the deal was real, if the deal was fake, if he wants to go somewhere, let him do what he got to do and get an asset. To me, I'll let him go to Phoenix. I'll get Bobo, and the player that you guys were just talking about, and let it be. Mm-hmm. I can deal with Bobo. Yeah. You know we can deal with Bobo because he's a big guy who can handle the ball and he knows how to play the pass and go and cut game. We need somebody who's going to be an asset, not a liability. And I feel if he came back, he would be more of a liability than an asset.
Yeah, that's a great point, Dante. I'm pretty sure Bobo I don't think he's on a team now. He's not on Phoenix's roster. He's a free agent. Oh, let me guess. You'd pay him $20 million. This is what I mean.
I just like Bobo, Evan. That's all. I like
him. He's been on three teams in 6 years.
Oh, man. And Royce O'Neal's not a bum, but that's not that for Kuminga, that would be disappointing. What happened to this being the easiest place to play basketball?
I never said that.
I did.
I said it's easy and it's hard.
I was just a pig in heaven.
Baldy. It's almost his time.
No. He is among Jonathan Kuminga's greatest.
Tim and Raleigh?
No, greatest spokespeople.
He was in Jacksonville last time.
Was he? Let me do my read real quick. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
Oh, man, Coach!
What's up, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, baby?
Long time no talk to.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Here's my take on that. First of all, Butler, Draymond, and Steph is not a championship team. If you start there, they are not a big three that's going to win the championship these days. They're too old, too slow, and too short. Mm. Okay? Now, if you see what Houston has done with their starting lineup with Durant, they actually have the young guy, Thompson, at the two, because today's basketball is positionless. This space and pace stuff that Kerr's talking about and connectivity is out the window to athleticism. Mm. Kuminga brings that athleticism to him. Kuminga draws fouls and gets the other team in foul trouble so Steph can be the 95% free throw shooter that he is. Kuminga stops the penetration on defense. I would start Kuminga opposite Kuminga or Butler, since it's positionless, at the two with Draymond, with Quinn Post, and Sid Pajimski on the bench who brings nothing. And Kuminga would be perfectly happy there. He doesn't want necessarily take over the team. He just wants to play at least 25 minutes a game. I don't see where there's a problem. But the problem is, like you said, Steiny, the coach doesn't like Kuminga, and it seems like it's personal. And that's what hurts me the most, because Kuminga's not a bad guy. Kuminga doesn't cause a lot of ruckus in the locker room. He actually has been very, very patient for the number 7 or number 8 overall pick that he was. So start him, start that athleticism, and I think he could work here. And Butler even says, I can play with Kuminga. What more do Kerr want? Butler, Steph, they all can play. He says, Kuminga's a great player, I'm a great player. These great players can adjust to Kuminga, and I think they would welcome him. He'll take a lot of wear and tear off these old guys. What do you think?
Yeah, and that's – I'll be honest with you, Coach, and thanks for the call.
And I got some for Coach.
I'm not convinced – how do I want to put this? I don't know what Butler, Curry, and Draymond think in their heart of hearts about Kuminga.
You should know. That's what I was just getting ready to say. They didn't vouch for him. If they wanted to overthrow Kerr's assessment or thought that he wasn't worthy of being in there, and they were like, Coach, you're just – trust us. We know what he brings. So – as disappointed as coaches in Kerr, I'm disappointed in Curry and Dre because they had say-so, Steiny. And real quick, there were 2-3 junctures last season. Draymond was like, at the podium, we got to give him the keys. We got to play through him. Steph saying it. And then and Kerr saying it. And he got hurt. But Steiny, I can't believe you're on the side of the street saying, I don't know what they think. I think they think, just like Kerr, he ain't fitting.
Well, then why do you want him back if your best three players don't want him?
Because him not fitting in the starting lineup is different than him making any contributions. And he can. And Coach is right. We saw it, man. So, like, Steiny, that Portland game at the end of the season last year on the road when Kuminga had Curry wide open for a three and he kind of fiddle-faddled with the rock and Curry looked back at the bench down the court, I was like, oh, that's not good. Everybody didn't catch it, but Coach, it's not just Kerr. It's Curry and Dre to me.
Brandon in Orinda. Hey, Brandon, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, thank you for having me on. I think you're both right. You mentioned earlier that this is a, you know, kind of like a relationship, a marriage. It's not going to work out. It's time to move on. We need to kind of remember the good times. You know, they might be few and far between. Remember the good times. We have to move on before this becomes more contentious. And Guru, you're exactly right, too, about, you know, the big three aren't vouching for them.
Man.
I think it's harder for NBA teams, yeah. It's harder for NBA teams to hide this type of disgruntled player. Or, you know, in Ayuk's situation, and, you know, NFL teams are three times the size. Wide receivers are in the wide receiver watching tape. A linebacker's might not even ever meet Ayuk. But an NBA squad, it's a lot more intimate. Those film rooms, you know, you're sitting right next to each other, and it's a lot more in your face. And that's all I'm saying. It's time to move on. Remember the good times. I hope he has nothing but success in the future somewhere else, and hopefully the Warriors get to beat him in the playoffs. And that's it. Thank you very much. Yeah,
appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Brandon and Orinda. I mean, like, I'm trying to look at all the teams in the Bay, and I forgot one with the Warriors. Wiggins. When Wiggins took a sabbatical, or when Wiggins took all those games off, there's no judgment whether he should have or he shouldn't have for the sake of this argument, but they had to deal with that.
And he was a big part of making that a success.
And that affected their season. And if Kuminga's on the Warriors at the start of next season, you can't tell me that you're not going to be concerned about how it all plays out. And you also, you know, you can't tell me that that's the way the Warriors wanted to play it, and Jonathan Kuminga too. Like, it's not going to end well. It's not going to end well. I don't think it can at this point if he comes back.
But don't you agree in life, Steiny? And again, this is basketball life. Sometimes you got to play the cards that you were dealt.
Yeah. For who? The Warriors or Kuminga?
Both. Because right now, as the days go by, I would just like you or anybody, Evan, to tell me, where's the gold at the end of the rainbow by waiting?
Oh, you get him for a cheaper number.
No, I'm talking about for him to be somewhere else. If he truly wants to get out of here, every day that goes by that he's not, it becomes more unrealistic, right?
I'm sure his agent is making calls to other teams.
That's how I got a problem with his representative. Whoever his name is, you guys told me, I forget, but man.
I think it's what, Aaron Turner?
Man.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. By the way,
and I'm with Coach. Throw him in. I gave you my starting lineup. Throw him in there.
You have no shooting with that lineup. Kuminga, Butler, and Draymond, and then you rely, and then Post has to be the guy. All right, there was one thing. You know what? And I think this is what I got to.
This is when I love you.
Focus
what?
On.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
I'm that man.
It's I can't remember. Okay. Coach. Like, do you think Vegas is? They kind of know what they're doing.
Oh, hello.
I got odds, championship odds.
Oh, I like that.
Do you? You know who the Warriors are right next to?
They shouldn't have any right now, but go ahead.
The Atlanta Hawks.
Because they're not a finished product.
They're 2,600.
Yeah.
Plus 2,600, and the Hawks are plus 2,800. The Hawks.
Yeah.
But the Atlanta Hawks.
They play in the East.
I get that. Trust me. I get that.
Evan, the Horford news hasn't been announced, so that's it'll get better.
I mean, it basically has.
I mean, here's the other thing, Evan, and I'm yes, they do play in the East, and that's a reality that the Warriors have to deal with. They're in the West, so it's even like to me, it's you got to be more sober about where you are as a team because it is so good.
Well, I'm just saying that's why their championship odds are the same. It's because the Hawks, while they aren't as good of a team,
they got
play an
chances.
Easier conference. Yeah.
I mean,
sure. I can't do anything with that and this 46.5, Uncle Looney, the over-under until I know what the roster looks like. And right now, okay. I don't know if Kuminga's going or staying.
All right.
I don't know if Horford is a pipe dream or he's really on the team.
Okay, here's what's going to happen.
I know it looks like he's here.
I'm just going to say it this way. They let Kuminga walk and Melton and Horford come. How many wins does that team get?
This is the first time I didn't have any fun predicting 48, Stani. I got the Giants going.
82-75.
Being a little mean-spirited, Evan.
Okay, what about they re-sign Kuminga and Melton and Horford also come?
I'd say 50.
Yeah.
You can manipulate the regular season.
I think they could win the same amount as last year.
No doubt.
Like 48,
win,
right?
I'm trying to win a title.
Games.
I don't know how many they can win because, like, I'm not – you know, if you want to say they're going to win a lot of games, you have ammunition. They were 27-8 with Butler. If you don't think they're going to be that good, you say there's no way they're going to hold up over the course of a year, and they're probably going to have to, you know, attack the playoffs again as a 6 or 7 seed. It just depends on your view.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel – do you feel safe in saying that if they're at full strength and they have those players that we're assuming that they sign and like they could win 75% of the games that all those players are healthy for? Which would get you 35 to 40 wins?
I mean, to me, the question is how hard are those three guys going to have to work to get them to a certain spot in the
standings?
Well,
one guy's coming in, Horford, saying allegedly he's not playing back-to-backs. You need athleticism and length. He's 40. So he ain't – I mean, I don't know, Evan. You asked me, and I'm – the Looney loss, the GP2 loss possibly, and the possibility of Kuminga. I'm down.
How come?
I don't like what I'm seeing and hearing right now.
Well, there's nothing to see or hear.
Yeah. We don't know who the Warriors are. Like, it's still at a standstill.
Well, we still know who their best players are. Curry, Butler, Green, Pods.
That's right.
What are you laughing at?
The Pods.
He is a starter in this league.
Hey, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, no doubt. This dude. Hey, real quick, I know we're up against it. I got a fun exercise for you and Evan I'd like to share. Talking to myself driving in, and I had some Bay Area what-ifs. So if I had the power to make these things happen right now with the three sport teams, I would. I want to see what you and Evan and the listeners think.
Sounds like a plan. And I want to tell you a little story about an NBA player that this is a team where they trouble's brewing more than the Warriors.
Oh, say can
we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again. Are you going to get mad because I'm not taking business? I got to take care of business, but you're singing the national anthem. All right. We continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show is going to give one of our listeners an awesome prize pack. And today, we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop and a pair of 4-day passes to Aftershock. But you got to listen at 12:30 in 15 minutes, and we'll tell you how to win.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's
early
that a flag was still there?
Oh, say, now, back to to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that was Carl Lewis like. Who was that? Rosé?
Yikes! That was Guru followed by Fergie.
Oh.
Ooh, Fergie. Yikes.
Ew, Guru.
Well,
yikes.
Hello, I'm not a singer.
Well, then don't sing. You notice when I sing, I hit the right octave.
You know, speaking of...
I'm a better singer than you.
Willard goes with...
Oh, say, can you see...
What are you doing, Goo?
By...
Not bad!
Not good, though.
No.
All right. I don't need to make fun of your singing. What were you going to say?
There's something going on here at the Wood Odyssey that I got to bring to light real quick here.
Okay.
So for the past 2 to 3 years, we get emails of nominations of employees of the month. People that, you know, not even performance, just people that have gone that extra mile for their coworkers. And I say hello to everybody. I open doors. I go out of my way to be nice. And I can't tell you and Evan and the listeners how many times I propped open that email thinking I won. Or one of my comrades voted me employee of the month. Never happened. So now we got something going on where you got to nominate somebody else. And smartass Evan goes, well, how many times have you voted for somebody else? I didn't get a chance to tell him I've been hurt. I've been cut. Because everything that I've given to everybody here didn't get recognized. So I'm not writing anything for anybody. But I just think it's a big crock of you know what that I've never won that award. Deal with you for 6 hours.
You don't just get the award for being nice. You've got to actually produce something.
We put up numbers.
Stop saying that.
But seriously, Evan, I'm smiling all the time. Even when I'm going through stuff, nobody knows what you two do. But I just...
Well, it does fit into today because it sounds like you do put up numbers. But the real question is... Do you make your teammates better? And
wow.
Apparently the board is saying, not yet.
I'm just walking. I'm not reading anything. I'm just blowing past it. But anyway.
There's a lot of them, too.
I know.
Daryl and Anthony Harper, is Guru joking? Really? Like, no, I really
you know
mean.
What? He's not, kind of.
No, I'm for real.
I know. And that's one of the issues.
Yeah.
Like, it's if...
I don't want to win it this way anyway. So.
Did you win it at your corporate game?
Oh, my gosh. No. Oh, Steiny, stop. 3 or 4 times, Evan. And I didn't try to win it. But my deeds go unrecognized here as far as just being upbeat, bringing people together that I know aren't on the same page. All that just
like
gets locked. You're 99%. Anyway, I facilitate. And I get... That's okay. Mm. I don't want to win it this way.
You mean after campaigning?
Dude, every email I'm like, oh, it's it. It's not. I'm just like,
Dude, you get like a $25 gift certificate.
It's not about the prize. It's the recognition.
You get more than that.
Oh, Evan, dude. Well, now I might be a little more mad. Anyway, enough about me.
Chris A. on the YouTube chat. You're exactly right. Goo is serious. And that's the funniest part. I do think you are serious. No, you are?
Like we used to prep in the kitchen and I greet everybody. You go, should work at the mall.
Go ahead and eat Walmart. Stay out front in Walmart.
I am kind of curious how this goes down, though. Like, are there nominees
every
week?
I'm kind of talking to you and Steiny because you're with me every day.
I've nominated people.
Who?
You got to be joking.
You're not gonna,
not on this show.
No, not on this show.
What?
You're the problem. That hurts more. Now I'm really upset. Have you really took time to nominate somebody?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Have you?
No, I've been hurt and mad, so I haven't.
I got you.
It would be Evan.
I've nominated you two, but...
I've nominated Sarah and Vinny.
Are you kidding
They're
me?
They're incredible.
You never talk
it's
to them.
It's not a performance award. They're incredible. We know that.
I've been talking to Sarah more and more.
No. She's cool. Awesome. She said your first name last week,
That's right.
Now you think they're your best friend.
Look at him.
See? She
You're politicking.
She finally learned my name, and I nominated her for Employee of the Month.
Well, she learned my name, too, but that doesn't mean she deserves a sticker.
Yeah. You guys politicking like that. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, what about my wish list, real quick?
Well, hold on a second. Right. Hold on.
I got one that just, I break out in hives.
Okay. So Goo's got this is it a bit? Is it a shtick? How would you call this?
We'll call it a bit.
Okay, so I'm hoping I'm going to lead in perfect.
All right.
Now, back in the day in Philadelphia, there was a great columnist who, unfortunately, outside of work, got into some problems. His name was Bill Conlon.
Never heard of him.
He was a great writer.
Wow.
Go Google him. It got ugly.
So Dr. J era, Jaworski. Yeah,
for sure.
All right.
And he used to have a column, When I'm King of the World.
That's devil.
And he would have about five. And, you know, he'd say, When I'm King of the World, the Golden State Warriors will lower ticket prices or something like that. You know?
Wow, that's sick.
So I believe that's what you are thinking about.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
now you take it from here.
And seriously, Evan, I had these thoughts coming in. I didn't share with you last week when we played Barry Bonds and Dwayne Kuiper, the sound of Barry just going through his at-bat with Gagne. It did something to me. And this is what I wish I had the power to do for the San Francisco Giants organization. You guys just be honest and tell me what you think. I would love to see Barry Bonds be the Giants manager. Just chew on that I'll go to Evan first. It's not about him saying he wants
to. Everybody's embarrassed for you right now. Look at Rizzotto.
I can't see him.
He's got his head buried in his hand.
Rizzotto, that's my dude. No, seriously, Barry Bonds, that would just, you don't think he wants to manage but not go through the old crap that, man, I got to pay my dues? But I just believe a guy like that, the way he broke down the science of what he does, Evan, I believe that's the stuff that we omit when we judge managers. So I thought, would they lose 100 games if Barry Bonds was the manager? Your thoughts?
Well, if they had 100 Tyler Fitzgeralds, yeah, they would lose 100 games. But I think Barry Bonds, with all due respect, he's the greatest player that I've seen, is really good at talking about himself.
Wow.
I don't know how great he'd be about talking. By the way, twice a day, which is what managers are required to do, about other people. That's just me.
I can't. I'm trying to think of a worse idea. Will Clark, maybe.
No, that, like, I know. I'm into that.
Well, right. So you like car accidents. You're one of those guys.
No, I like guys calling guys out.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nobody, you know, above that. But I just thought of Barry Bonds if he was the Giants manager.
Have you ever heard about how great players don't make great coaches?
I hate that, but somebody's got
to. But you know what? Let's just. Yeah. So you want a guy to be the manager of the Giants who has no interest in the job, likes to ride his bike every day, hates the media and would have to talk to the media twice a day, and then like work with guys like Casey Schmidt? Yeah, okay.
But all what right. if he turned that guy, Casey, around? What if he was he's playing good ball, but the best version of himself.
If he walked by Casey Schmidt on Market Street right now, he would not know who Casey Schmidt is.
Well, point goo for this. Did anybody have Posey being the president on their bingo card?
There is one. There's two somebodies that did. Can I shout them out? And I heard it with my own two ears. I'll never forget the day. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Bonte and Shasky. They did a whole show predicated on, I think Buster could be better. Like, how did they see it? So I got to give them credit for that one. All right. You didn't like that one, you two. All right. My Golden State Warrior one.
Ready? Okay. When I'm king of the world,
Jordan Poole will still be a Golden State Warrior.
That's your one thing?
Yeah. They need him now more than ever. This would be... Just think about it, and haters, just stop hating and just think about the best version of Jordan Poole on this team right now. Evan, this would be the season for him.
You know what, Goo?
I appreciate the bet, E.
There's so many other things that we could, like if you were king of the world.
All right, you guys have yours. This is just my list.
I mean, off the top of my head, I would have, Draymond would have been moved instead of Durant.
Damn. All right, but this was more
Draymond
about
would
Poole.
Have been moved after he punched Poole.
I would, well, I don't know if you could, if this is on the bingo card, but I'd take away Clay's ACL and Achilles.
Oh, see, that's but, a great but, one. Yeah, that's
now,
a great
now
one.
I'm getting mad at Evan. If I wanted to do that, you're right, I would do all kind of other stuff.
If but, I was Midas, I would bless his
but
knee.
But imagine Jordan Poole on this team now. This would
wins?
Be the time.
60 wins?
No, it's just about
Order the Rings?
It would be perfect. He would never, ever be doing too much because Curry and company would know, hey, we need you, young fella.
Is Willard in today?
No, he's not.
Okay. You guys.
Oh, wow.
You guys,
he's getting married.
You guys have,
I texted him this morning. Congrats.
You guys have completely blown it, both of you, with Jordan Poole.
He don't like him.
Exactly. Willard thinks he stinks, and he doesn't. And you think he's a star, and he's not. He's a good offensive player.
No.
And he helped the Warriors win a title.
He's what helps us get from San Francisco to Oakland. He's a bridge.
What does that mean?
That when Steph would go out, he could hold it down. Thank you for the five, Evan. He could hold it down. It's not being a star. It's a bridge. The house is not on fire when Curry leaves. He could give us 25 or 30 on a given night. Maybe 35. I've seen it. It's just my what ifs. Don't like, let me just get through it. And the last one for the 49ers. You guys ready?
Yeah, I know. Dre Greenlaw never gets hurt.
No, it ain't about that. And I go in on this guy, but I really am scared that Kyle Shanahan may never hoist up the Lombardi Trophy. I do wish Kyle would have gotten a Super Bowl ring. He built something. He was the maestro. I hold him accountable for why they didn't beat the dynasty two times. But I'm sitting back like, Evan, if he don't get one, this will be one of the, damn, dude, this is kind of cruel. You should have one.
Yeah, Marv Levy on the phone.
I didn't break. I'm not about Marv. It's about Kyle. I'm going to go to Evan first. Evan, your thoughts?
No, that's a really good one. Yeah, if Kyle gets one of those. I mean,
dude,
if Garoppolo hits Sanders, I don't know. I feel like that's brought up a lot.
Or if you just kept running the ball, you wouldn't have needed Garoppolo to hit Sanders. Then you would have won.
If Kyle Williams doesn't.
Well, that was on Jim Harbaugh's watch.
Drop a punt.
Yeah.
Oh, like in the Shanahan era?
Yeah. Kyle's
been. Trey Lance panned out.
All right. What are your thoughts, Big Mouth, on this one?
I he deserves one. I know that sounds crazy. Okay. If I'm king of the world, like, am I a 49er fan? Or am I just a guy?
No, you're a Bay Area guy.
You're king of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? I'm king of the world. The Niners are moving back to San Francisco. How
no,
about
that's,
that?
Yeah. No, that's dope.
The Niners should move back to San Francisco.
I ain't mad at you. And I know you guys are like, is this over, Goo? I had a doubleheader for the Giants, and I'm going to say this. I hope my family's not listening, but I'm in love. And I'm in love with the dude that plays on the Dodgers. And I just wish somehow Shohei Ohtani would have chose the Giants over the Dodgers.
I can't stop watching them. Are we doing a real sports talk
Imagine
show?
Imagine if the Giants had Ohtani, though, man. Just think about it. Evan, if Ohtani was on the Giants, there would be no Verlander. Dude.
There'd be no Devers.
You'd have a leadoff hitter that could hit it in the water like he did last Friday night. Parkman looks big then.
He'd probably be hitting 180 with seven home runs. No.
Just think about Ohtani in a Giant uniform. Look at you.
Mike, what if for the Giants?
I don't want to be mean. I'm sorry.
It'd be Lamont Wade keeping that ball fair in game five.
Well.
Then they'd beat the Dodgers in 2021.
You don't remember that, Sterling?
I remember Flores check swing.
It was before that, but yeah.
It was a couple batters before.
All right, anyway, we'll end it with yours. What would you do for the Giants?
Am I a fan? Like, I'm a fan. Yeah, bring Bochy back. Just for kicks.
Why did I like that, Evan? Well, I had Barry, but all right.
Just for kicks.
But that doesn't hit the Richter scale like Ohtani in a Giant uniform if they could have sold him.
Ohtani.
But I won the SB Baseball Player of the Year.
But Ohtani never gave us a thought. Like, why would...
Oh, there were times we didn't know.
Like, it's kind of like saying,
well,
hey, Goo, Boy, if Larry Bird were on this Golden State Warriors team,
I get that.
They'd look a lot better.
But I have an imagination. That's all, guys. I appreciate you listening. Which one did you like best?
The idea of Barry Bonds being a manager is so crazy to me.
I wonder how he would answer that.
You know what? I would tell him, just like I told Dunleavy, I don't see you as a manager,
you
Barry.
Tell him that.
Mike kind of scoffed at that.
No, he snapped back. Why?
Yeah, and you know what? After I explained why, he goes, Listen, these are just regular people. I know they're stars.
Oh,
Dunleavy,
man.
Played me, but they're just regular people. You guys should stop walking up to pro athletes with your tail between your legs like you owe them something. They're just a dude.
Oh, man. You are something else.
Oh, we got a... Let's take the call.
Uh-oh.
Let's go to Warrior. And Warrior said you told him to call in. Hey, Warrior. Welcome.
Warriors in Nacogdoches on my way to clean Texas. But first of all, anyway, it's great to be back. Mind, body, and soul.
Yes.
But Guru said something that, but I do have second and third degree burns on the bottom of my feet, so it makes it hard to get away. I want to say something about Guru's take on Barry Bonds. So first of all, Larry Bird might have been a Warrior if the Warriors didn't enjoy Joe Barry Carroll and Ricky Brown so much, but that's a different story. So, Guru, you talked about Bonds being a manager.
Yeah.
That was your worst take since you said Kuminga had the possibility of being an all-star.
I thought he was about to back me up, but go ahead, Warrior. Wow.
Iguodala deserved to have his uniform number retired. These are a lot of things, if you go through the history. And listen, I like you. We all know that I was your first caller back when I was living in
Philly. I'll never forget it. Yeah.
And I just had, in Killeen, Texas. Stein, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
But, these are just takes that you have said. Now, I may offend some people, but I won't offend anybody who knows anything. These players are not coming to San Francisco. Big-name free agents are not coming to San Francisco. Now, let's face it, it's a crap city. It used to be one of the most beautiful places in the world. My daughter was born at the Presidio of San Francisco back when I was in the Army. Anyway, I listen to the show a lot, especially now since I won't say I'm bedridden, but I'm wheelchair-ridden for at least another week.
Oh, we love you. Hey, Warrior, before you leave, hold on. You got to give me some props and an apology. Andre Iguodala had his jersey in the rafters, buddy.
Oh, I understand, but it's like playing the lottery, and I'm supposed to apologize because you picked the right numbers?
Oh,
it was something that shouldn't have happened.
Oh, boy.
If Joe Lacob isn't soft, that doesn't happen. Anyway, I appreciate the show.
Get better, baby.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
And the Warrior's always listening when he's not being narcissistic.
That's appreciate
the man,
it.
The Warrior.
Thank you. That's the Warrior.
Yeah, that happened, Evan. You put one up for the goo.
Yeah, he hit you with a second or third degree burn.
Yeah. Yeah, he hit me last night.
That was the old one, too.
He's been having some hard luck, but he's doing better, Stani.
Good.
Death in the family. And I told him to call, and then he slaps me when he calls. Wow. Go figure.
So I'm looking at this. So the morning show did a bracket.
Uh-oh.
Best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st
century.
We did
that with them in the hour.
We only did it for like 5 minutes.
You're right, right.
You're working 20 different things at a time.
This is great. What you got?
These are some good ones. I think.
I got to believe I know the number one.
I don't know who won or who didn't.
Gotcha.
Did they?
They're not ranked.
Okay.
But they're in a bracket form.
Yeah, I think the idea is, so they're up on Twitter. You can check out the 957 The Game Twitter page. And in the morning show, they have different polls of which one people think is the most, you know, hot debate.
Okay.
And then obviously there's, I think, 16 of them?
16, yeah.
All right, and I'll say this to that.
I'll tell you what.
All right, go ahead.
Well,
because I got my number one since I've been on the mic here in the Bay Area. That's 12 years.
You know what we can do? We can go through it really quick.
Let's do it. Yeah. Or take our time.
On the other side.
Because really quick is never good, Stani. Let's just take our time.
Well, really quick when you're doing a King of the World segment's okay. And when you're talking about stuff like Barry Bonds managing the Giants.
Evan liked my Kyle having a ring.
That's just,
what if he never gets one? It changes everything.
What do you mean it changes? Actually, it changes nothing.
To you. If but he, for him.
See, this is where.
Well, you think that he's still going to win one, Steiny. So technically it would change stuff.
How so?
Well, because you're under the assumption right now that he'll win a ring.
Because Andy Reid changed. Oh, my God. I mean, that's hell.
If I had a bet, I'd say, yeah, he'll win.
No, not even just here, somewhere else.
Oh, boy.
I don't know now.
Andy Reid did it somewhere else. Anyway, go ahead.
I forgot.
Something about the bracket.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. You hear about Joel Embiid?
I just told you during the break.
Oh, yeah. Actually, forget about Joel Embiid. I got to do something. I got a lot of stuff to do. All right, here we go. It's time to give away today's prize, $100 gift certificate to the Valkyries merchandise shop and a pair of four-day passes to Aftershock. I'm going to give you three clues right now. Three clues for an answer as a player. After that, on the next segment, we're going to play the sounder, the blaring horn sounder, and then you call into the contest number, answer the question correctly. You get a merchandise package from the Valkyries and also a four-day pass to Aftershock. All right, here we go. Here are the clues to the event. I am a pitcher, and I was an all-star three times in my career, all with the same team, 2009, 2011, and 2012. Number two, I was born in Dothan, Alabama. Number three, according to my baseball reference page, my two nicknames are The Horse and Big Sugar. Big Sugar. Hold your guesses until when it's time to call. Again, the other side of the break, you're going to hear a sounder. And at that point, you call in to the number I'll give you to win a $100 Valkyries gift certificate and a four-day pass to Aftershock. Okay, those are the clues here on 95.7 The Game for your chance to win.
Aftershock, by the way, is located in Sacramento, so it's taking place up north at Discovery Park.
Wow. You know who's telling me all about Aftershock? Was Nahegan. How the hell does he know?
He's locked in.
Do you know what kind of... Is it heavy metal?
It's an eclectic sound.
Different kind. Well, you know what? Like, I've gone to the New Orleans Jazz Festival, and it's not all jazz.
What?
It's not all jazz. Mm. But it's, you know, it's a lot of jazz performers. All right, let's see, 12:42. So next segment, your chance to win a prize pack that includes a four-day pass to Aftershock and also a $100 gift certificate to the Valkyrie store. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.